KB4 CBA mobile.
KO4 CBA, KO4 HKX. Patrick on this end. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing just dandy. How about yourself?
Good. I'm helping my son move right now.
That's not one of my favorite things to do.
Live on my own with my wife and kid now, so that's what I'm doing.
Bill, how long have you been ham radio?
Since September of last year.
Well, I think I got your beat. I got my ticket in 1982.
By just a little bit.
I'm retired now, and I bought me a Vicom 7300. This July, it'd be 3 years ago, and I tell you, I just love their radio. It's something else, and I use a Carolina Windham in the trees, and it does a great job.
Looking into getting one of those. Like I said, I just got into it, so I have an Icom 5100A right now in mobile, and I have a Yaesu FT60 as my handheld, but just still trying to learn everything and where to go from here.
A lot to know, a lot to learn, and, you know, it, what works for some people doesn't work for others. First antennas, and it's just an interesting hobby, you know, I've heard people say that the Carolina Windham's not a good antenna, and I've talked into Russia with it, so, on 100 watts, so, I beg to differ, and it's not that high up in the air either, so. But anyway, but most people say it's a good antenna. I'm thoroughly enjoying HF. I'm usually on sideband.
N40DC.
Harry, I'm gonna turn it over to you, and I'm gonna bail out of here because I'm in the garage, and I didn't catch the other gentleman's name, but there's somebody else in here too. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, got a little bite to eat and just relaxing, trying to stay warm right now. I don't know who's on the other end there. That Patrick.
Believe it's Jerry, correct?
Yeah, it's Jerry. Well, Dave, you have a good afternoon. Good talking to you again. I've been listening to you guys for a little bit. Patrick, are you doing okay today?
I'm doing pretty good. As long as I can keep from getting too sore helping my son move here, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I moved my son twice and my daughter three times, I think. I told her last time it was going to be the last time. That's been, thankfully, she got married about 12 years ago now. After she got married 12 years ago now, she's somebody else's responsibility to move.
Son, he's 21 now, and he's finally moving out of the house. We'll see how that goes.
You know how it is sometimes. It just depends. It's kind of tough, especially young folks nowadays. It's kind of tough getting out on their own, just especially during all this thing that's going on now. But, I moved out when I was, I guess I was out of school. Yeah, it was probably when I went to college, I moved out about 18, and I didn't come back. I didn't move back anyway. I had a good relationship with my parents there, but I moved out and didn't move back home, maybe just for a weekend or something like that. But it's kind of tough nowadays, making a living and being out on their own, that sort of thing. But hopefully it gets moved out and gets set up, and maybe it just visits you.
Right, he's had a good job for over a year now, and if I can just convince him to save money and quit blowing it, I'm hoping him moving out on his own and having to pay his own bills, he'll start waking up realizing that.
Boy, the riffraff is on the radio today. KN4VWA.
Hold up, Steve.
Hello there, Jerry.
When you said riffraff, were you announcing your presence or what?
No, I was listening to it on the radio.
But he said that.
I doubled with somebody. I said, no, I was listening to the riffraff on the radio.
Hey, Rick, I'm the one you doubled with. I just said they've got your number, W2T.
Oh, Lord, I tell you what, I'm going to back on out of here now. The neighborhood just went right straight down.
I got it. Steve, have you got that rooster taken care of yet, buddy?
K4VWA, listen, I'm about 4 miles from the house right now, and I can hear that 12-gauge call and say, let's go to work.
Go ahead, Patrick.
7-3 here. I'm getting a look to get in the house and help move some more. So, gentlemen, y'all take care, and I'll keep an ear out when I get back in here to move again. Y'all have a good afternoon. 7-3 is KO4, HKX clear.
I hope it goes well. Rusty, you out today, or are you just staying home?
Oh, I'm still here at the house, Jerry. I ain't been anywhere earlier. I'm just working on cleaning up my radio room and printing out some forms I need and getting them in a binder and, you know, getting things done that I need to get done. So that's basically what I'm doing here this afternoon. And I just had to come in here and jerk Steve's chain. He deserves it and everything. But, you know, Steve, you leave yourself wide open for those things. You realize that, don't you, Steve?
Up high and tight.
And you're lucky David didn't jump on you. But anyway, I'll let you guys go back to it. I'm going to get back over here to what I'm trying to figure out, get all this stuff printed off and in this binder where it needs to be. Talk to you in a little bit. I'll be listening, W2T.
We'll talk to you a little bit later. Steve, you plan on flying in this week as cold as it is?
Now, I got to have a little bit of higher ceiling before I can get in the air with that thing. I don't want to go out and take about $400 and put it in the ground.
Wing or drone?
Fixed wing, RC.
I know Dave was talking the other day about getting out there, and weren't that many people there, but I bet if you went tomorrow, of course, I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much rain all day tomorrow, and I think it's supposed to be kind of nasty to Sunday also, but here's the problem. They're already saying that Monday, whenever this front comes through, the temperature's supposed to drop and the daggone winds are going to be up real high. We're expecting 20-25 mile an hour winds again.
Cold weather is one thing. When it brings precipitation, there's a wind along with it. That's kind of tough on the trees, and always wind up breaking a few limbs. Of course, we've got most of ours cleared out. They're all cleared out of the yard now, but the next door has got cleared out most of that lot. There's still some question marks hanging around over there.
Could have been down that road. Had some trees trimmed off of a little house I own that my daughter lives in. And I've already had to put a new roof on it.
Roofs just aren't very cheap. That's the deal with those things. We put a new one on about 5 years ago. And it was a pretty decent deal. And they took the old one off. We didn't let them put another one on top of it. But when they did, we got plywood on our roof, plywood sheathing, and these guys replaced a couple of sheets of it. They dig them, used OSB, and as soon as they put it up, there was a crew, and I think one of them might have spoken a little bit of English. And bad thing about it, the guy that was running the crew that we got to do it was a guy from over in Clemson somewhere, and he did a great job on replacing some siding on my house. But this time, they did a pretty good job, but when they put that OSB up, I started to make them take it down, but they'd already covered it up. I said, you know, OSB is not the same, you know, you get the thickness of OSB, it's not the same thickness as plywood. And sure enough, it had a little dip in the roof, but it didn't show up quite as bad since I got architectural shingles.
with that wafer board stuff?
You know where it's scrambled, you know, it's got different, it's got this basically, it's basically like plywood, it's laminated, but it's got strips of wood in it. It's not like particle board, but it's oriented scramble. And it's not bad for most things, but the problem is when you specify like 5/8 inch for that stuff, it's about an eighth of an inch actually thinner. Most of this dimension lumber is not true dimensions anyway. If you specify a 5-inch OSB, it's not as thick as 5/8 inch or 3/4, whatever the actual thickness, but it's thinner. Dimensionally than the plywood is.
What stuff out that I used on my subfloor? And that stuff is, I mean, they advertise that you can take it out and throw it out in a swamp, and in 5 years it will not rot or come apart or do anything like that. And I used a piece of it as a ramp up into my little building where I store all my golf cart and mowers and such. And I did not put anything on it. And so far, it's staying together. But the traditional old OSB, man, that stuff come apart in water and just nothing flat.
Stuff was, but, you know, as a sheathing for Ruth, you know, they had to, especially, I mean, it was good quality stuff, but it's just, I mean, like I said, it's just dimensionally thinner than the same, like I said, if you say it's 5/8 inch thickness, it's probably closer to a half inch on the OSB, on the OSB that we've used. They just used two sheets of it, though. And it's not an area that's, you know, it's not very noticeable, except, you know, if you hit it, light at the right angle, hit it, it's probably just as good as other stuff is. And they used good quality shingles. We had our other roof on for over 20 years, and so it was just, it was just a spec roof. It wasn't anything special. But it's done pretty well. But, you know, next time, if I have to have it roofed again before I talk off, I'll be sure to have to replace that with something different. But the regular plywood is okay, but it, you know, it will all give problems one time or another. But the stuff you're talking about, maybe that's something new, but if it is, a lot of stuff I say you just have to put it up outside, it's not going to do anything. I mean, you can't, the water doesn't seem to bother it.
I remember the name of it, but when it says it's 3/4 of an inch thick, it's 3/4 of an inch thick. And it's tongue and groove. It's specifically for subfloor. And man, I tell you what, you walk out on my floor and that stuff, it don't give. It don't move. It's like rock. So far, it's been pretty good. I'm going to try to remember that. I'm going to try to find out the name of that stuff, and I'll let you know what that was. But man, let me tell you what, it's heavy.
I've got plywood subfloor. And we've had a couple of creaky spots in our floor, but yeah, this, I couldn't get out. You can stand up in my basement, and I could go down there and use a kit, pull it down if I wanted to, but I'm going to wait till I get, I may get it re-carpeted at some point in time when all this stuff clears up, when I get people inside the house. I'm going to get it re-carpeted next year or so. If I do that, I'll either replace it or either just get it tightened up, but ours is pretty good, but. I mean, I tell you one thing, you know, when they built this house, it is a pretty well-built house, but it's got a couple of years. I think it's the foundation is good, but, you know, houses start to settle after a while. That's what this one's done. The foundation hadn't moved, and there were cracks in it, but I may have to put some more structure up on one of the rooms up there, because I got a little bit of the floor, not necessarily the second, but I got a little tiny crack in one area that I need to, so I probably need to get the house lifted in the middle, maybe 16th, probably an eighth of an inch, but I don't really know anybody I trust to do it. I don't want to have those ram jack people come out and drill stuff. It's not shifting like that at all.
What you mean? All right, well, listen. I hear a rooster calling my name. I need to go take care of him, so. You try to behave yourself, Bubba, and I will talk to you at some point. So, 73s, K and 4, VWA. I'm clear after your final.
Be sure to put your earplugs in. Don't want to have them ringing after popping him. Have a good and talk to you later. M4DJC clear.
LT, listening. Setting AD7LT, mobile 4.
LT, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, good afternoon, sir.
Rocky Uniform 2 Tango, WU2T, I'm sorry, WU2T, this is AD7LT, Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, name's Dan, Delta Alpha November.
Here, Dan, the name is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And the easiest way to remember my call is wound up too tight. So that's what my friends tell me. Anyway, good afternoon. Are you passing through the area or are you moving to this area?
We've been here. I don't recall we've talked, but I don't keep kind of logs in the car. I try to do them when I'm able to operate on the low bands. But no, I've been in the area since 2013, and before that, I was actually left the area in 2003. So we were out in Montana for about 10 years. Got the boys raised up a little bit, and the wife wanted to leave the 33 below zero weather they're currently having in Great Falls, and head back here where she can take care of Mama. So, and my mom needed a little care too, so we made the trip back across the country. From time to time, wish I was still out there, though. I love Montana. Wound up too tight. This is 87LT. We're over here on the old 25, headed over to Ingalls.
I've been in this part of the state for 45 years now. Moved up here in 76, the woman I was married to, and her family lived up here, and after my job all kind of petered out down in the Charleston area, I came up here. I've lived most of my 73 years in the state of South Carolina, I think, all but about four or five of them. And I was born in Florida, and I'm just a kind of a southern boy, they say. So anyway, but I've been living up here for a number of years. Been a ham for about 31 years, something, 32 years now. So been around at least a day or so.
The voice of experience. Well, I can tell you this. I was born and reared in upstate South Carolina, and went to medical school in South Carolina. Now I'm sort of semi-retired, but nothing like moving away from an area and then coming back in 10 years to give you some perspective. I can tell you that it's really, to us anyway, changed from mostly very rural state to pretty much a suburban state in most areas and an urban state in some areas, but it's really gotten crowded and so forth. Changes in demographics, a lot of stuff going on in this state. You know, Greenville listed as one of the fastest growing cities in the nation. And I can tell you from my location that lots of folks from out of state moving in. Back to you, Rusty, 87LT.
Well, we ended up coming back. We were in California when my dad passed away out there. He's buried out there at the military cemetery out there where he was in the service out there in San Diego when he passed away in 57. And my mother was from South Carolina. So she packed up four kids, and we came back to South Carolina and kind of been here ever since. But like I said, I was originally born in Florida, and I got two brothers, a brother and two sisters, and the older sister, not the oldest because I'm the oldest of the four, But she and my brother were both born in San Diego. My sister was born here in South Carolina, down in Charleston. And I was born in the big town of Lakeland, Florida. Of course, you can't find the lake anymore. It seems like some extreme spring, party park or something down there kind of took over that whole area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one I've kind of recently disinherited and unsubscribed from and so forth. Anyway, well, thank you for your family service. Your father, if you guys were located in the San Diego area, it's probably a fair guess that he was Navy. I never had the honor of serving, but my oldest son, who is 26, soon to be 27, finished out at Montana State University with a degree in biochemistry, and loved research, and spent his senior year doing a lot of research out there, and came back here, got a job working for Millikan Research Center over at Spartanburg, the RMC, and next thing I know, last January, he's in touch from Quantico, where he's gone to go through OCS, and he's now a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. He's finishing up job training in Missouri right now and be headed to Iwakuni, Japan in another month or so. We're happy for his for the experiences for him, but going to miss him, especially with all this COVID stuff and nobody can get out there to visit him. Anyway, back to you. This is 87LT.
Roger, this is W2T. Well, my dad was in the Navy. My mother was in the Navy. She was only in during World War II for a while. I did 26 years. I'm retired Navy. My sister did 22 years. She's retired Navy. So I guess I could say we're kind of a Navy family. And we lived up one coast and down the other, everywhere from Key West, Florida to Newport, Rhode Island, and from San Diego, California to Bremerton, Washington on the other coast. And so I can say, you can probably say I'm a military brat.
Nothing wrong with that. As far as the Navy goes, they say it's not a job, it's an adventure. But I appreciate your service, I do. I guess in a roundabout way, Ben's in the Navy too, Marines being part of the Navy. But he really enjoys it. He went through hell and back going through OCS, I can tell you that. My dad was in the Army Air Corps, flew C-47s back in the Second War. It kind of skipped the generation, I think. It skipped over me, the baby boomer generation, and then Ben, next thing I know, Ben's joined up. So I know if Dad were still alive, he'd be proud of him. But, he went through it. I, of course, it wasn't nothing he wasn't anticipating, to be honest. But I was teasing him the other day. I said, this time last year you were at OCS. He said, yeah, I'm glad I'm not back there.
Dad survived Pearl Harbor. He was there the day that they bombed the heck out of that place. He was on board a ship off the coast of Korea when the U.S. Navy was shelling Korea, and our folks were going in there to fight in the 50s. So I was in during the Vietnam era to start with, but I missed going overseas. I did all of my service stateside. And, it's... As they say, it's what it is. You just learn to live with it. And like I said, I did my time, and my sister did her time, and, it's all during that time period. But I'm going to let you continue on with where you're headed, and I'm going to go back over here to putting all these forms in this book, in these sleeves and in this book, so I can keep up with all this stuff. And all as a awards program for the 3905 Century Club that worked all states in the ex awards net group that I belong to. And If you're set up for HF and you like HF, like to get on HF, you need to look us up sometime and join us on some of our nets, because we get people from all over the United States and everything joining in, and you know, it gives you a chance to make contacts. Of course, bands are kind of icky right now, but they are getting better. But we got nets on 160, 75. We got them on 160. We got CW, Iridian, PSK nets on 80. We got sideband on 75. All the digital nets on 40 and sideband net on 40. We have all that on 20 meters, too. So, you know, we cover a good part of the band with our nets all over the place. Look us up sometime, 3905ccn.com.
What was that again?
905ccn.com. 3905ccn.com.
Oh, they'll do it, Rusty. I had about a 10-year hiatus from the low bands. The shack I had out in Montana, such as it was in an unheated garage, so it was basically, I don't know why I did it. Well, I didn't have a lot of space where we were, but it's hard to operate, when it's 30 below in the garage. Anyway, but I kind of got out of the low band stuff, and since I'm kind of semi-retired here, I just recently upgraded a little bit of equipment and got me an IC 7610, which I thoroughly love, and we've got a off-center dipole up, and we're about to string it up higher in some trees right now. It's just barely above roof level at the house, so I'm not really getting the benefit of a good vertical on the radiation off of that end of the coax feed line, but we just beginning to circle around some of these new digital modes too, and I've got a bit of a learning curve to fool with on that, but I'll look you guys up. I think actually getting involved and doing some of it is the best way to learn about it. I just have been mentoring a friend of mine who was back in the 70s, had a novice license for a year before it expired, never did much with it, but he's a retired attorney down in Sumter. He stands his exams tomorrow, and he's been studying pretty hard for a couple of months. He's extremely bright, and he's scoring 98 and 100 on all three segments, technician, general, and extra, in his tests, so I don't think he's going to have a bit of problem. But, yeah, I'm here at Ingles, and I know you're busy, so let me turn you loose. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the QSO and coming back to me. WU2T, this is 87LT. I'm clearing 73. We'll look for you down the log.
All right. Well, you take it easy. Have a good rest of the afternoon, and stay warm and stay dry. And we've got a couple of guys in our club that have their radio rooms are out in their garages, or in one guy, he's got him a separate building out there. It's kind of like a shop building, and that's where his is. And his heat's not working out there right now. And he lives up in New Hampshire, so it's a little bit cold, a little bit deep of snow up there. So he's got him a little space heater in there, and he's trying to make do with that for right now. All right, talk to you later. You have a good one. 73's W2T.
Yeah, W4NGU.